Let me give you three ways music can unsettle time. In the first, the meter remains what it was, but the accents regroup and your body briefly stops trusting the bar line. In the second, the pulse itself changes identity. What had been a subdivision becomes the new beat. In the third, the music is not dividing a stable meter at all. It is building time out of cells and process. All three disturb rhythmic expectation, but they do not do it in the same way. That distinction is our subject.
Not rhythm in the elementary sense, not beat and meter, not merely whether you can tap along, but the more difficult question, how does a composer alter the character of time without losing command of it?
At a certain level, rhythm is no longer just pattern. It is the architecture of expectation. Earlier in the course, rhythm meant something more basic. You learned to distinguish beat from rhythm, to hear duple and triple meter, to feel syncopation, rubato, polyrhythm, augmentation, diminution, and additive rhythm. You also encountered the crucial contrast between Stravinsky's violence and Ravel's rigidity.
Now we go further. The advanced question is not simply, what is the meter? The advanced question is this. What counts as the beat now? Has the grouping changed while the meter stayed the same? Has the pulse pivoted into a new identity? Is time being divided or assembled? Is the piece unfolding by bars, by cells, or by process?
Those are different questions, and different composers answer them in radically different ways.
Today I want to focus on four things: hemiola and regrouping, metric modulation, additive rhythm, and process-based time. These are not technical curiosities. They are among the main ways music has learned to stretch, reframe, and reorganize temporal experience.
A few terms.
Hemiola, a regrouping in which two groups of three are heard as three groups of two, or the reverse. The notation may not change. The felt accents do.
Regrouping, a broader term for hearing the same stream of notes under a different accent pattern.
Metric modulation, a tempo change achieved by treating an old subdivision as the new beat. This is not mere acceleration or slowing down. It is a pivot of identity.
Additive rhythm. Rhythm built by adding cells together. 2 plus 3, 3 plus 2 plus 3, and so on, rather than dividing a stable bar into equal parts.
Process. A temporal logic that unfolds by repetition, accretion, subtraction, phasing, or gradual change.
Isorhythm. A technique in which rhythmic pattern and melodic pattern cycle at different lengths. The result is long-range temporal design that does not reveal itself all at once.
Let us begin with hemiola, because it is one of the oldest and most elegant ways of unsettling time. A piece may remain in triple meter. Nothing on the page has necessarily changed, and yet for a few moments the accents regroup so that the ear stops hearing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and begins hearing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
That is not a new meter in the bureaucratic sense. It is a new felt order. Listen now. Do not count obsessively. Feel the moment when the music seems to lean out of its original sway and gather itself under a different weight.
That is the point. The meter has not vanished. Its authority has weakened.
This is one reason hemiola feels so alive. It does not destroy the dance. It interrupts it just enough to make the return more satisfying.
A bar line is not the same thing as a felt pattern. That is one of the first truths of advanced rhythm.
Now a different kind of rhythmic intelligence, augmentation and diminution. The basic idea is simple. A figure appears at one speed, then at another. But the musical consequence is not simple at all. Because once the same rhythmic identity begins operating at multiple scales, the piece acquires temporal depth. It is no longer merely moving. It is layered. Listen again to Beethoven. Do not focus only on the famous surface figure. Ask a harder question. How many time scales are operating at once? That is the deeper point. Rhythm is not only what pattern repeats. It is also the scale at which the pattern exists. One version of the figure continues urgently above. Another version moves below in longer values. The effect is not merely clever. It changes the dimensionality of the music. You hear the same thought at two speeds. That is one path into advanced rhythmic hearing. Not just hearing pattern, but hearing temporal layers coexist.
Now, metric modulation. This is one of the most exact inventions in advanced rhythm. The pulse does not merely get faster or slower in some broad, expressive way. Instead, one value in the old tempo becomes the governing beat in the new one. A subdivision becomes a pulse, or a pulse becomes a larger unit. The old and new tempi are linked by identity, not by approximation. That is why metric modulation feels so uncanny when it is well done. The tempo changes, but it changes from within. Listen now. Do not ask merely, "Did the tempo change?" Ask instead, "What became the new beat?" That is the central discipline. Metric modulation is not a speed effect. It is a redefinition of rhythmic identity. And once you hear that, later 20th century rhythm becomes much less opaque. You stop hearing complicated tempo changes and start hearing a mind pivot from one temporal logic to another.
Now Stravinsky.
In the Rite of Spring, the music often feels organized not by a stable, inherited pulse, but by cells, blocks, accents, and unequal groupings.
Listen now.
Do not search for a reliable four-square beat. Listen for cells. A group of two, a group of three, another three, then two again.
What matters is not the denominator on the page. What matters is that the bar is being assembled from unequal parts.
This is rhythm built from impact rather than from inherited regularity. The pulse may still exist, but it is not being offered to you as a comfortable floor. This is why the rite feels like a rupture. Time itself becomes jagged, not merely accented, jagged. And once you hear additive rhythm clearly, the difference between earlier metric music and 20th century block rhythm becomes much more concrete. Now we move to process. Here the question is no longer what is the meter in the old sense.
The more useful question is, what is changing and how gradually?
In Reich, time is often organized through repetition and process. In Glass, accretion and persistence become the temporal experience. In Adams, pulse remains central, but the inherited rhythmic engine expands into something more orchestral, more kinetic, more driven. Listen now. Do not ask whether the passage is repetitive. That is obvious. Ask what the repetition is doing. Is something being added, subtracted, shifted, accumulated, held in place while another layer changes around it? That is process-based time. It is not developmental in the Beethovenian sense. It is not block violence in the Stravinskian sense. It is another answer to the same question. How can music make time perceptible as structure? One final note. Rhythmic complexity is not a 20th century invention. That matters. In isorhythm, a rhythmic pattern and a pitch pattern cycle at different lengths. They do not realign neatly each time. The result is a long-range design that only gradually discloses itself. You do not need a full medieval detour here. What matters is the principle. Rhythmic order can operate at a scale larger than what the ear grasps immediately. This is one reason Messiaen matters so much in the historical picture. He did not merely write interesting rhythms. He inherited and transformed older ways of thinking about time as structure, not merely as beat. So, what is advanced rhythm? It is not merely faster counting. It is not a graduate seminar in time signatures. It is not numerical intimidation. It is the art of hearing how music reorganizes expectation through time. Himyola questions the bar line. Augmentation creates multiple temporal scales. Metric modulation redefines the beat from within. Additive rhythm builds bars from unequal cells. Process makes repetition structural. Isorhythm reminds us that rhythmic architecture can extend beyond immediate perception. That is why rhythm, at the advanced level, becomes inseparable from form, body, and thought. It is not just what happens in time. It is how time is made. This lecture grows directly out of the earlier rhythm lecture, which introduced Hemiola, augmentation, additive rhythm, Stravinsky, Brahms, Beethoven, and the contrast between Stravinsky's volatility and Ravel's rigid grid. It also points outward to the Stravinsky portrait, the modernist timeline, Messiaen's rhythmic imagination, and the minimalist branch of the post-war story. And it changes how you hear difficult music more generally. After this, rhythmic complexity should sound less like hard music and more like different temporal logics competing for your body. Check yourself. I am going to play 4 short excerpts. For each one, ask a different question. Is the meter being regrouped? Is the pulse pivoting? Is the bar being assembled additively? Is a process unfolding through repetition?
Thank you.
If one passage made you feel the meter tilt without fully changing, you were likely hearing hemiola or regrouping. If one passage felt as though the beat itself had changed identity, metric modulation may have been at work. If one passage seemed built out of unequal cells rather than divided out of a stable bar, you were hearing additive rhythm. If one passage was less about meter than about gradual transformation over repetition, process was probably organizing the time.
That is enough for now. At this level, the main goal is not perfect diagnosis. It is learning that time can be reorganized in several fundamentally different ways.
Before next time, listen to one Brahms excerpt, one passage from The Rite of Spring, and one Reich, Glass, or Adam's work. For Brahms, ask, where does the grouping shift without the meter fully changing? For Stravinsky, ask, what cells are being added together? For Reich, Glass, or Adams, ask, what process is governing repetition over time?
If you can begin changing the question to match the rhythmic language, then advanced rhythm has already started to become audible.